this year should be a special schuz for Simcha Benecha Gittel. Bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. L'refuas Moshe ben Malka, Tzvi ben Yittel, Arav Avram Yosef ben Chana, Sarah Leah bas Rivka, B'sach Shachol Yisrael. L'manishtana, we say Shebuchol ha'leilos einano matpilim afilu pa'amachas. Halayla hazeh shtei pe'amim. And all the nights were only matbil once, but tonight twice. So we are going to analyze this based on the incredible Haggadah of the Sridei Esh. In the Mishnah and Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, it's brought that for the first tibble, for the first dipping, which is called karpas, a person can take chazeres, in other words maror, and specifically if he doesn't have any other vegetable to dip. The Gemara and Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis brings the name of Reish Lakish, that from here is a raya that mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana. The mitzvahs require kavana to be yotze, and therefore, despite the fact that he's eating mara before the zmana mitzvah, which is going to be after the achilas matzah, and that mitzvah is the tibul sheni that he dips the mara in charoses. Since he's not miskavin l'shem mitzvah, he's not yotze de chobas mara. But if we say that mitzvahs ain't on tzrichas kavana, so even if he wasn't miskavin l'shem mitzvah, he was already mekayim the mitzvah when he did the first dipping. So why is he doing the second one? And included in this is the question of how is he making a bracha on achilas maror when he eats it after the matzah, he was already yotze. So it must be the Gemara proves from here that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, and therefore he wasn't yotze the first time. Gemara there brings another possibility to understand why v'chozot he does the second dipping, even if he was already yotze dechovas mara in the first tibul, k'dei delehave hekeru l'tinokos. In other words, even if mitzvahs don't require kavana, he still has to do another dipping in order that the children should recognize. So l'chora, it seems wondrous that a person should do this maisa kof, like this act of a monkey, just to be ma'orer, just to arouse curiosity in the children. And even if it's true that two dippings have meaning, because that's the minhag of princes, that they have a lot of dips, but here he's doing the two dippings with the dippings of the same maror. That seems weird. And not only that, but he's mekayim the mitzvah of maror before the accepted time, which is after achilas matzah. So Harav Agon Rav Weingart Shlita relates that he heard from one of the great psychologists in the world, Piaget, who told a story about his friend. He was a little boy. He was playing with stones in his courtyard. And he starts counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And the child thinks to himself, why don't I count in the opposite direction? Now I'm going from right to left. I'll go from left to right. And he counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Any direction he went in, he got the same number. Same numbers came out. So without even noticing, he revealed this great mathematical rule. 1 and 2 is the same as 2 and 1, because he counted 1, 2 in one direction, and the 2 turned into 1, turned into 1, and the 1 turned into 2. So 1, 2 is the same as 2, 1. That's an incredible revelation. That 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is the same as 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Same number. So this gilui madhim, this incredible revelation, in quotes, was so precious to him, was so charming to him, that he started loving math. And he became one of the greatest mathematicians in the world. It all started because he just counted in the opposite direction and came out with the same numbers. If you count right to left, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you count from right left to right, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's really the same. So that was incredible for him. And from here, Piaget added, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Piaget, that I learned a great rule in psychology and in pedagogy, that whatever you tell a child, you prevent him from revealing. It's better if the child reveals it on his own. But the truth is, Chazal already told us this, Kihecha dehave hekar latinokos. We do strange things at the Seder, so you should start asking. And the more he asks, the more interested he is, the more he's going to want to discover on his own Jewish tradition. We have to get him to ask questions. There's a Rav named Rav Ashkenazi, Zichrono Livracha. He used to say that it's a chesed that Hashem did, that he revealed himself at Har Sinai. Otherwise, people would spend 70 years philosophizing whether there's a God or not, and he would never get to the more important questions or more practical questions of what's the purpose of man in this world and what's his obligation towards Hashem. Obviously, there's a God, and that's fundamental, but you have to know what to do if there's a God. So thank God Hashem revealed himself at Har Sinai so that we know not only that he exists, but that we know what our purpose is in this world. So that's what we do at Leila Seder. We try to get the kids interested. That's why it says Chacham Beno. If his son is wise, then he asks. If he's not a Chacham, his wife asks. If not, he asks himself, even to Tamir Chachamim. Our asking, we have to be in the world of curiosity. Afilu Kolam Chachamim, Kolam Nevonim, Kolam Iskenim, Kolam Yodim Esatara. Mitzvah Leinu Lesapir B'tzias Mitzrayim Lashon Sipur. Lashon Sapir is a sapphire. You have to make it shine, and you have to tell the story because everybody's interested in his story. I've never met anybody who didn't like stories. Everybody likes it. Life is a story. The Torah is filled with stories. You have to really tell it, and you get the children interested. In any event, that's the back to our Sugi and Psachim, Kuf Yudalid, that we have two tibulim. We prove that mitzvahs tzichas kavan, and therefore you're not yotzi the first time, according to the Gemara's first mahalach. Now in brachas daf yud beis, there's a din if somebody's holding onto a cup of beer and he thinks it's wine, and he starts brachat Hashem, kenar melech olam, he's thinking that it's wine. He's not yotze, because you follow the Iker Bracha. And the Iker Bracha, he had Kavana to make a bright Pri Agafen. And he should have been making a Shahakal. See, he's not yotze. So the Chora, what does it matter that he had Kavana to make a Bracha on wine? He did the mitzvah, and mitzvahs don't require Kavana. If we hold mitzvah saint sirchas kavana according to that shita, so who cares what his kavana was? He didn't have the right kavana, but mitzvah saint sirchas kavana, so he did the right thing. In the end, he made the shahakal, so let him be yotze. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a teretz name, the Rashbam, that even though mitzvah saint sirchas kavana and is yotze b'dieved, that's when he does the mitzvah b'stam. But when he's miskavin b'yadiyah shel alotzeis, that's when he does the mitzvah stam. But if he has kavana not to be yotze, so kavana hafucha, to have the opposite kavana, is worse than lacking kavana. And here his kavana was not to be yotze with beer at all. His kavana was wine. This Rashbam is also brought in the Ran, in the sugya at the end of the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, of Chof Tes Amid Aleph. According to this, the Mefarshim ask that here also, in our Gemara, how is the person Yotze? His das is to be Mekayim a mitzvah bizmana, and that's the zman of achilas maror, after the eating of the matzah. So when he eats the maror before the proper time, for the l'shem atibul harishon, for the first dipping, that's like having explicit kavanah not to be yotze. An explicit kavanah not to be yotze, even if you hold mitzvahs ein srichas kavanah, you're not yotze. So how is he b'chlal yotze with the first table? He has kavanah not to be yotze, mistama. He wants to be yotze the second time. He's eating it before this man achilas maror. So kavanah mefureshes is ma'akev. Definitely not yotze. So how is he yotze here, the first table? So we can explain in two ways why by kavanah hafucha, by the opposite kavanah, a person is not yotze. Number one, since the mitzvah comes to pater a person from something in which he's mechuyev, it's a svar that he can't be yotze against his will. How is a person yotze against his will, bal karcho? That's the first reason why with kavanah hafucha he's not yotze. And the second reason is that opposite kavanah weakens the koach ha-mitzvah, and it's more than just a lack of kavanah. It's a positive non-kavanah, anti-kavanah. By kavanas we find stama lishma, but kavanah hafucha, you can't say stama lishma. That's stam in a undefined case. He has the kavanah lishma. Here he's defining it. He says, I'm not having kavanah. No kavanah. So the chora, the first tam, doesn't work l'shitas harashbam. Because there, what was the first tam we said? He can't be yotze against his will. But in the case of the Rashbam, with the cup of beer that he thinks it's wine, he's making a Baruch HaDashem L'kena Melech Olam. With the kavan of wine that he's going to make a Baruch Piragafen, he wants to be yotze. So it's not Bal Korcho. If he would know that it's beer, he would want to be yotze the Baruch on beer. He wants to be yotze. He's not being yotze against his will. He's just making a mistake. He thinks it's wine. But you can't say that the reason he's not yotze is because he's yotze against his will. Because he's having kavanah hafucha. Because he's not having kavanah hafucha. He wants to be yotze. He's just making a mistake. What's in his hand? But he wants to be yotze, so apparently the first explanation wouldn't work to explain the Rashbam, that a person can't be yotze bal korcho. He's not being yotze bal korcho. He wants to be yotze. So one could argue that even according to the first reason, when he's holding a cup of beer and he thinks it's wine, he doesn't want to be yotze shehakol. He thinks that it's beer. He thinks that it's wine. So he's having kavanah not to be yotze shehakol. So you can't force him to be a shehakol. That one could argue. One could also argue back. On kopanim, we can say that according to both reasons, in our case, when he's eating the maror l'shem tibul rishon, there's no opposite kavona. It's only in the case of the Rashbam that he's making a mistake and he thinks it's wine. So you can define that as kavana hafucha, as opposite kavana. Because he wants to be making a bracha on shahakol, on agafen, and he's real, and he should be making a shahakol. So that's kavana hafucha. Or the kavana for the wine weakens the koach of kavana. It's a positive, it's a kavana chiyuvit neged. It's a proactive kavana against. But in our case, there's no mistake at all. This person is completely aware that he's eating maror. But he's eating it l'shem tibul rishon. And he's not thinking about what's going to happen in the future. Don't call it kavana hafucha. Right now he's focused on what he's eating now. He's not thinking about the future. So we can see this as adishut. We could see this as not having negative kavana, but having just being adish. Empathetic. So in our case, it wouldn't be negative anti-kavana, kavana against. Not having kavana against. He's just not having kavana at all. Not thinking about what's going to be in the future. So therefore, you can't say that, like the first mahalach, you can't be yotzei bal korcho, neged ritzono. Since a mitzvah's coming to pater a person, when he has kavana against, he can't be yotze against his will. But here that's not the case. It's not that he has a will not to be yotze. He's just not thinking about it. You can't say the kavana against weakens the koach mitzvah. He's not having kavana against. He's just eating his first tibul. So, in the Chedushim of the Svideish, elsewhere, he discusses this. He discusses the union of Baal Tosif, Kavanah b'Baal Tosif, at greater length. And the plan is, this is in Siman Beis, in the first volume, and he has a interesting shtickle there with a lot to discuss. And our plan, B'siyata D'Shmaya, is to learn that together and to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem about Inyanei Kavana, because Kavana is an incredibly fascinating topic for so many, myself included. So I ask that my sweet friends please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.